In the beginning, there was a creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to begin.
Welcome to Extra Features, episode 88.
And 89. I'm going to cut it. People listening, we will record this all at once, but we're going to split it into two episodes.
So 88 is the best of 2011?
Yes.
As we have seen them so far?
Yes.
And then 89 is the worst.
Right.
And this is all on prep for Oscar announcements and other things that are going on.
Yay, Oscar announcements!
When we meet for 90... the announcements will be out, and we'll be able to see if any of our picks have made it.
Are you actually going to come over this year? Probably.
Probably not. We'll see.
I invite you every year, right. Kevin.
Now, lots were drawn.
They were.
Just by weight.
And the short straw man was Bob. He got to go first.
Okay.
And he's picked his 10 best, but I hear he selected 35 movies.
So,
but you're only hearing 10.
No, we would like to hear number... 10.
Give us your first couple of runners.
Yeah, I want episode 33. What's in the 33 position?
33 is the Smurfs.
And what about 22?
Johnny English 2.
Now I want to hear the top 10.
All right, the top 10.
At number 10.
At number 10. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. You don't want me to go through 1 through 10?
No.
We 10
finish on number 1.
10. Mission Impossible 4.
Okay, that's good. I can give you that
9,
one.
9, X-Men First Class.
So far I can't yell at you, Bob. You're doing
8,
well.
War Horse.
Okay, let's stop you there.
Prostitutes and War.
Why War Horse?
Why not? What's wrong with War Horse?
It's beautiful to look at.
Right.
I'll give you full credit.
It didn't have the list at first, but it had to go there.
But
it was a beautiful movie. Okay.
Beautiful cinematography, but the storyline's... not really there.
Good too.
It's kind of like little snippets of this horse's life put together. So, I mean, you're trying to believe in a horse.
Can I speak? This is my list.
I'm just questioning.
Okay. Am I allowed to go?
Absolutely.
Okay. 7, My Week with Marilyn.
I haven't seen it yet.
What? Karen, he hasn't seen My Week with Marilyn yet, so...
Nobody's seen it.
I got that stinks!
It's not that bad.
I hear it's one of the worst movies of the year.
I hear it's awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear she's not Marilyn Monroe.
Hotel for Dogs 2.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
6, Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay. It's okay.
5, The Descendants.
Oh, I'm not in trouble. You're descendants.
4, The Muppets. Am I a Muppet or a man?
You're a Muppet.
3, Moneyball.
Let's back this up. Bob calls me one night. I'm in a parking lot. I don't know what I was doing in the park, picking up something. I'm at the movie theater. Bob calls me. What's that movie theater? I need to see two movies. Jack and Jill is playing or Moneyball. Which one do you think I should see? You haven't seen Moneyball, and you're asking me a question like
Jack
that?
Jack and Jill is the Adam Sandler movie.
Yes, those were his two choices.
And I hate Adam Sandler as it is.
And he's standing at the theater.
How is this even a constant, like a debate?
Well, no, he was missing something. It was actually 3 movies.
Oh, what was the third movie?
I forget.
And We Bought a Zoo.
No,
that wasn't it.
Oh, you wanted to see that. You were late.
Yeah, I was late for that. No, it was The Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. And I was too late for that. Okay. 50-50.
Why?
Whoa.
Where did that come up? 50-50? That should be made culture was. That movie is boring.
Boring? It was good.
Oh.
It was like the take on cancer, and he's trying to get through it, and he's seeing, and they're both like sort of...
Trying to stay awake while you talk.
Did you see any movies this year?
Yes, I did. I've got 35.
New Year's Eve's on that list, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Number 1, The Help.
There's no Hotel for Dogs on that list.
It's very esoteric taste.
The Help's fine.
Yes.
I can do The Help.
Now, if you want to go through I'll go quickly through the other
Oh, absolutely, please.
The deck. Where do we go now? New Year's Eve, Ides of March, Thor, Captain America, Harry Potter 7, J. Edgar, Immortals, Real Steel, Bad Teacher, Johnny English 2, Romeo and Juliet, Friends with Kids, Larry Crown, From Potted and Out of the Way Back, Unknown, Beastly, Source Code, Horrible Bosses, Cowboys and Aliens, The Smurfs, Tower Heist, and Bridesmaids.
Let's back this up.
No.
Beastly?
Beastly.
Are you kidding me?
No. I enjoy it.
Source Code?
Source Code was good.
Well, I had no issues with Source Code. It's fine for what it was. Beastly?
Beastly.
Cowboys and Aliens?
Well, that's why do you think it didn't make the top 10?
Why is it on your list at all?
Yeah,
why do you need a list?
Well, he helps him pick his final 10.
Because the other years he had to poll people at work to make his list. And he doesn't think I know about that, but I did.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah,
let's
really.
Get Gerald on the phone right now and ask him.
Did all right, do you have his number?
I have his email.
Uh-huh.
Well,
his work email or his home email?
So, overall, what do people think of Bob's list?
They hated it.
I think your list is my worst of list. A lot of it, to be honest. I'm not trying to be funny, sarcastic, facetious. I'm like, what the hell? Simon?
It's a Bob list. I think you got what you pay for. He doesn't see enough good movies. I mean, the Smurfs made his top 25 list. That's kind of an issue for me.
What do you think that?
But I did like his number one choice.
What is wrong with Moneyball?
I like Moneyball. I didn't say a word about it.
Moneyball is good. I haven't seen it enough.
I'm discussing The Help. I said The Help was a good pick.
You're asking... Give me this.
50-50 is...
You're asking me for my top 10. This is my top 10.
I agree.
Okay. What is wrong with The Help?
Nothing.
What is wrong with 50-50? It was based on cancer. Okay, it was based on cancer, but he's trying to see the humorous side. That's why it's 50-50. And actually, no. Wait, it's 50-50 because he's got a 50-50% chance of living.
Which he does.
Right. Moneyball.
Hold on. We're not done with 50-50.
No. I'm asking you, what is wrong with my top 10?
There's nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Descendants is number five, part of the problem. What?
Descendants should be higher.
Descendants is number five. It wasn't as good as The Help, I bet you find.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's not. Do we want to criticize?
No.
I'm surprised that The Ides of March didn't place higher. I mean, because I saw a lot of people raving about that movie.
But why?
But I'm surprised that it's not higher on your list. Because
it would have been.
But
the Smurfs beat it out.
No, if you'll remember, the Smurfs were lower down. The Ides of March was good. I didn't find it as good as The Descendants because, the George Clooney character in Ides of March, I didn't feel was as strong. In Descendants, he was stronger. I felt he was stronger.
But he's a supporting character in Ides of March.
You can't compare the two. You can't compare the two.
The character who plays Ides of March is supposed to be opaque. You're not really supposed to know what he thinks.
Oh, but this is how you're feeling about the movie, right?
Right.
Yes, these are his choices.
No. I'm not questioning them. I'm just interested on why you ranked some movies lower than others.
Yeah.
Enjoyment factor.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Who's next?
Time for trivia?
Why don't we do a trivia question?
That's what I thought. We can do a trivia question right now. And so we'll start with Bob, and I'm picking a random question. Night Nurse? Kevin?
Male or female?
It's female.
Female, okay.
Annie Oakley?
No, past.
And a movie we reviewed for Deb, Lady Burlesque?
Oh, for God's sake, is this Barbara Stanwyck?
It is.
Night Nurse is the dead giveaway.
Yeah, I know, but...
Very early.
But don't worry, I had number four, Christmas in Connecticut for them, so
yeah,
that made it easier. Okay, next up?
Okay.
Deb's next.
I like Trevor to be fast.
Deb, are you still working on your list?
It's pretty much it. Like, I've got eight.
Okay, give yourself it. Let's do it. You're up.
Well, here's the thing. Because I wanted to be really fair and just keep it to movies I've actually seen.
But
as opposed to, because, like, there were a lot of movies I've heard really good things about, but I didn't get a chance to see.
What didn't you see that you wanted to see?
I would have liked to see The Ides of March. I would have liked to see The Descendants. I would have liked to see Drive. Even though I heard it was really violent.
It's really violent.
Yeah, but there were movies that I heard about, but I just didn't get a chance to see.
And you didn't see Girl with Dragon Tattoo?
No.
Did you see The Help?
No, I haven't had a chance to see that yet.
So you're missing some big ones. Do you plan on getting them in before the Oscars?
Yes.
That's a lot of movie watching.
Yes. But the fact is, though, is that I know what my number one is, just hands down. And then I've got a bunch of other movies that stood out for me, but these are in no particular order. So,
what's your?
Because I know my number one and everything else is just sort of. All right. Starting off, we have Captain America. I went into this movie not knowing what to think. I loved it. This is not my number one. This could be like my number 10. I really liked the movie because it was a period movie. It was a World War II movie. And they took a character who could have been very boring and they made him interesting. Like, it was a great experience. It looked great. The acting was really strong all through. I enjoyed it hugely. And there was a musical number.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Just to shake it up, then there was Hugo, which, for reasons we described in great length in episode 87, I loved. What a magical movie that was. That would have been my number one, but for the movie that was my number one.
I know what it is. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Then, of course, there's Tintin, which I love the Tintin books, so I loved.
Oh, so you read them.
Yes, I have read them.
Why did you bring that up in the episode? When I asked, did anybody read them? I asked Kevin, you didn't say anything.
But, no, I've read the books, and they are so. And I've actually even read a biography of Hergé, who is the Tintin artist, short version, very boring guy, kind of fascist. But even so, it's like I thought it was just an exercise in beauty, really, really a work of love, and I loved it. Then there is Mission Impossible 4, a movie I never would have thought would be on a top 10 list, is on a top 10 list. Okay, well, we'll just wait for this comedy interlude.
No, Kevin was sleeping.
No, I'm listening.
Then is The Muppets, a movie that I just adored because...
The Muppets?
Oh, no, The Muppets.
They have free parking for cars, but not RVs.
Then the comedy of the year that really stuck out for me was Bridesmaids. Not a perfect movie, but a great movie. Melissa McCarthy, I will be so disappointed if she doesn't get a Best Supporting Actress nomination.
I think we have two of the Bridesmaids right here, because I think you and Kara could fit into that movie, no problem.
Only if I could play Melissa McCarthy's role.
No. That's Kara's role for sure.
Oh, God, but I can't be the horrible bitch one who lives
no,
in...
No, you're the blonde.
Oh, you mean the one that's kind of vacuous and drunk?
Yes!
Yes!
Not your sister? No.
Oh. Whoa! Ouch!
Ouch!
I gotta say.
I'll just tell Christy not to listen to this then.
No, not Christy.
Oh no, but the other one's a brunette.
Doesn't matter. She's not her.
She was wasted last night, Carrie.
You know, no, that's just called. She's probably slept 3 hours in the last month. And
there was much wine.
Well, the wedding.
And then two other great movies were X Men First Class or Mad Men Goes X Men, which either way. Really great movie because of Michael Fassbender. He just made that movie worth it all on his own. If that man doesn't wind up playing James Bond, it will be a crime. And
that's a good point.
Thor, which is what you give. I thought that was going to be a goofy movie. Kenneth Branagh made it epic.
That's
your number one?
No.
She doesn't have a list.
Okay.
But then my number one movie of the year, no question, The Artist. What a movie. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it because it's only playing at 3 theaters. I have to come into the city.
You have to come and see it because
it is... And then come and see my buddy Kevin. That's the only reason why I come into the city. That doesn't work.
Like, it is just... It is like Hugo, and that is a love life.
I try every week, Dab. I look.
Look, you've got...
Come to the burbs. I give you one theater that's not an hour, a 45-minute drive for me to get in. It's a 3-hour
day. I know. It's hard. That is the movie I'm... Placing my that one gets the crown.
I hate to say that. It opened not really a small town, but it has not.
It's an exurb.
You're a suburb.
It's killing me.
Because like, okay. Well, but the movie theaters where you live, they all have like 3 screens showing Chipwrecked.
Oh.
If you had to ask me my top 3, I probably would say Artist number 1, Hugo number 2. And behind it, I don't even know that I have a movie that I would pick as number 3 because those two stood out so far above and beyond any of the others.
Okay, now for an exciting round of trivia. It's male, and if Deb doesn't get this, I'll be shocked. Maltese Falcon. Bob, we're starting with you.
It's the show, right? Now where every question starts with Bob.
No, I'm driving. Okay, Bob's out.
Wait, you said male, right?
Yes, male.
No.
Kev, second movie, Casablanca.
Humphrey Bogart.
Nope.
Ooh,
what was the second movie?
Casablanca. No, Deb's going to get it on this one for sure. Hollywood Canteen's the third movie.
I would say Sydney Greenstreet.
God damn, I told you Deb will get it on the third movie, no problem.
Pizza.
Nobody else would have got this at all.
Well, I'm in Atlanta.
Well, the fourth movie was Malaysia, and the fifth movie was Christmas in Connecticut. But I knew you would get it on three. Oh. I think that was
a leading question because he started out with two Bogart movies.
Yes.
I did. I thought it was good starting with two Bogart movies to throw you off.
Well, I think that's where you go. The Humphrey Bogart is not the person.
Anyway, I did say that.
They could have been Peter Lorre.
They could have been Peter Lorre, too. So I made sure these were. Who's. Karen, you're up, right?
I'm up. All right. At number 10, we have The Lincoln Lawyer.
Really? Hold on. Back to Lincoln Lawyer? You said awake to that one? Okay.
Is it Bob? Are you laughing?
Or stopping?
Number 9 is Romeo and Juliet.
Really, Karen?
Yes.
Romeo and Juliet.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Oh, God. The new Bob list. Here we go.
8, Water for Elephants.
Like, are you just trying to put me in a state of sleep?
7, Puss in Boots.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's what I missed.
Then we have Drive.
Okay. We're trying to get some good movies.
Ides of March.
It's okay.
The Muppets.
Excellent.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Excellent.
Bridesmaids.
Excellent.
And number 1, The Help.
Yes.
That's
and cool. I give an honorable mention to Barney's Version because I didn't see it until January of last year, even though it was released in 2010.
What about Win-Win?
Huh? Win-Win is sort of in my honorable mentions.
Because that's totally your kind of movie. So
Win-Win is an honorable mention.
What are your honorable mentions?
Yeah. My honorable mentions are Barney's Version, Win-Win, and Jane Eyre.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! For your movies, I had a nap during which somebody would wake me up. Jane Eyre was one of them.
I enjoyed it.
You love those British period pieces, though.
I mean, it's totally kind of a given. I mean, it's not in my top 10, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good remake.
Okay. Oh.
Trivia.
Oh, sorry. Good. Thanks for reminding me. Okay, we start with Kev, right? Sylvia.
Oh.
It's male. So you can't grasp it. Probably.
Sylvia, I don't even know that movie at all.
It's a biography of Sylvia Plath.
Okay, In the Name of the Father.
Peace Possum.
I was going to say Rufus Sewell.
Nope. Sense and Sensibility for Karen.
Which version of Sense and Sensibility?
He's just in one of the versions, and probably one of the new modern versions. I don't know.
Matthew McFadden's.
Nope. Okay, now it's going to get easy for you. Bob, you get the easy movie, The Full Monty. And you own it.
I own it. Oh,
Robert
God.
Carlyle.
Nope. Okay, Kev. And this worked out perfectly. He's in Batman Begins. Should I tell you then?
No, I don't know who it is.
Tom Wilkinson?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was
his first movie.
What?
All right.
Nobody got that one.
My turn for top 10.
There we go. Right, give me some excitement, Kevin.
I have a lot of honorable mentions.
Do I go those first? Go those first. Let's hear.
The Muppets.
Fine.
Limitless.
I love Limitless.
The Artist.
Wow. Artist to make your top 10 list.
No.
Okay, maybe we'll watch it as much as
I
thought.
The Devil's Double.
Which I get to watch.
Which is an amazing film.
Someone hasn't given me a copy of that yet.
I'm sorry. I'll keep forgetting to watch it.
I could fully see the actor who plays the dual role getting a... Dominic Cooper getting a Best Actor.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, then maybe I'll have to move it up this week and watch it.
Super 8, which is a film no one's mentioned yet.
Oh. Because
it stunk.
I thought it was a fun movie, but I wasn't going to say it was.
Al Fanning impressed me, though. Al Fanning could get a supporting actor's role, and I would have no issues with it.
And Adventures of Tintin. It's an honorable mention.
Okay.
Just an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I didn't bring any honorable mentions.
Now, keep in mind, this is my top 10. So, again, this is personal choice. There are a lot of movies that I still haven't seen.
So we can't complain if...
No, you can complain all you want.
Oh, I'm going to complain. Don't
worry. Everybody complains about everybody else's.
Yes.
I still want to see Dragon Tattoo, which I suspect would be in there.
It would be
I have not seen The Descendants or Ides of March or Iron Lady. There are other movies that I think that make it...
Yeah, I haven't seen Iron Lady yet.
...to make a call on that yet.
I haven't seen Iron Lady. It came out last week. I'm here. I would probably be there right now seeing
Iron Lady. At number 10 is Puss in Boots.
Wow.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Very well written, very well animated.
Zach Galifianakis did such a good job.
Ooh, that cat. I love it.
That was a lot of fun.
I thought it was better than Shrek lately.
At number 9, a movie I'm not sure if anyone else has seen, except Debbie, is Fright Night.
Pardon me? The modern remake.
You don't think I've seen Fright Night?
You thought you were going to slip that in, that Simon had not seen Fright Night?
Colin Farrell and Anton Yelchin and...
It's in a pile of...
It's a fun movie, but I didn't think
you don't follow me on Twitter at Extra Features Podcast.
No, I don't.
Which I tweet every day on a movie I watch.
Okay.
365 days of Simon watching movies.
Well, yeah, I have to follow you on Twitter. You don't follow me.
Well, I didn't. I just knew you were on Twitter the other day when Facebook showed up.
All right, so Fright Night, a lot of fun, a lot of great suspense.
Anton Yelchin did an excellent job. I thought it was a little slow at times, Fright Night.
When Colin Farrell is a dick in general. As a vampire, he's even more of a dick.
He's a complete dick.
He's like,
I liked him. I thought it was the best Colin Farrell role I've ever seen him do.
And David Tennant is freaking hilarious as the...
doing Rory McDowell?
Yeah.
He was excellent.
So I really
did you watch the first two Fright Nights like I did before this came out?
You know what? We started watching the first one on Netflix and we never finished
it. I watched the first two just to prep myself and see what... Yeah. And there's stuff that definitely they redo it.
A lot of fun. And McLovin is...
Not just McLovin. It steals this movie at times.
At number 8, another film that no one's mentioned is Connor.
You know what? That would be
on another list. It's mine.
I love the movie. I thought it was great.
It's awesome.
Well done.
Honorable mention for me.
The cuts.
I'm with you.
The acting, I enjoyed it a lot. And in different locations, each one has a personality.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now it gets a little bit more me. 7 is Thor, which I enjoyed. I thought it was a good, solid
film. Is this like your most enjoyable list of the year, Kevin?
It's with my favorite films of the year.
Yeah, I can see Thor making Thor's. Excellent.
And
one,
I thought... The guy that played Loki was fantastic.
Tom Hiddleston. What else has he done?
He was in Warhorse.
Yes.
He's in some other stuff, too. Like, but he's one to watch.
He's his buddy in Warhorse.
No, he's the British general that he sells the horse to.
Is that Tom Hiddleston? Yeah. I didn't recognize him.
Hiddleston.
Yes.
Hiddleston. I didn't recognize him.
That's
him. He weighed 13 pounds.
That's correct.
And number 6... Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm with you. Excellent movie.
A lot of fun. Andy Serkis is great as Caesar. It fits. It ties in well. The ape scenes are just amazing.
Okay. Do you think, I'm asking if this has come up now, should he get an Academy nomination?
No, I don't.
Because I don't think so, because that's not asking to me.
I think he is part of a team that brought Caesar to life.
Yes, I'm with you on that, because that's not acting to me, that's motion capture. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Because nobody from Avatar got nominated, understandably.
But I enjoyed the movie a lot. It was, actually, Avatar had live-action actors as well.
So. Yeah, I know, that's what I think, and none of them got nominated, so I can't see...
No.
But who got nominated at the Much Music, MTV
as
Awards?
As a fan of Planet of the Apes, as cheesy as those movies are, this was a nice setup.
This was a great setup. 100,000 times better than I ever thought it would
be. And John Lithgow was great.
I love John Lithgow. Dexter Trinity Killer. The best.
All right. At number 5, and this was tough because in theory it could place higher, is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
In theory, yeah.
I thought was just an amazing film from start to finish.
Agreed.
Even with Tom Cruise in it, it works. I mean, you got to have Tom Cruise because he's been in the other ones, but...
It overcame as Tom Cruise.
What a supporting cast. No, and he's a physical actor, and that is a physical movie.
Yes, it is.
He's got to do the stunts. He's got to do the, pull it off convincingly, and I think he's crazy enough that he did a lot of that stuff himself for, maybe green screens and stuff. But I think he was on wires and jumping around.
But even so, that looked really good.
It looked perfect.
But
yeah.
What an entertaining film, and just very well done all together from start to finish. And Brad Bird... made a fantastic transition from one of the great animation directors to a great live action director. The number four, X-Men First Class, which Matthew Vaughn's love letter to 60s and mutants.
I love Matthew Vaughn's work, though.
Very groovy mutants.
And I love the casting, and I love the storyline, and
Rose Byrne.
The art direction.
Rose Byrne.
And Kevin Bacon.
He's in Halloween, man. He's got a review of Halloween movies still.
Kevin Bacon was amazing.
Halloween,
he was
too,
such
was
a
great.
Good bat. He was such an effective bat.
Yeah,
he was such
Halloween.
An effective bat.
Friday 13th, part 3, sir.
And the girl from what was that movie?
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She was from Winter's Bone.
Yeah.
Waiting for 100 Games, March 23rd. Sign me up.
I'm not.
I'm gone.
At number 3, Captain America.
Why?
Because he commanded the most adored for America.
Okay, before the pizza arrives.
Yeah, we had a little
lunch break, but I was explaining how Captain America was my third choice for the best movie of the year. I thought it was really well done. I love the characters. I love the. I just love the movie. It was a fun movie altogether. Directed by Joe Johnston, and great nostalgia. Made Captain America interesting, and I can
keep dreaming, but keep going.
And I loved Stanley Tucci.
He was actually
the best thing about that movie.
That's right. He was the best thing about that movie. Chris Evans needs to go away.
I like Chris Evans, and I liked, of course, Hugo Weaving was great as the Red Skull.
I told you. We had that whole discussion.
Okay. Right.
Number two.
So number two was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Wow.
Which I thought was great. Completely wrapped up the series. Was amazing visually.
Where'd it go?
Fun movie altogether. I'm surprised it wasn't on anyone else's list, actually.
It's not on mine.
How big Harry
didn't
Potter
even consider it being on mine.
No, not that it died.
Because there was better movies. That's
I thought there were.
No,
I
thought it was a great
I think
movie.
They're all decent, except
well,
for number
except
three.
For Harry Goes Camping.
Well, Harry Goes Camping.
I like that movie, too, but you wouldn't have this movie without that movie.
Yes.
And this was just fun adventure. I mean, there was ups and downs. Everything wrapped up, and it was a great movie series altogether. One of my favorites.
Wow.
In general.
Harry Potter.
I like that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Really?
And no surprise, Hugo is my number one movie for this year. My favorite film of the year.
It's not my number one.
Shocking.
It's on my list.
I'm thinking Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is probably number one. But anyway.
It's not number one either.
Okay.
What? For you?
It's not number one.
So there's my top...
There, so. And we're back to rounds of trivia. And it's Steph's turn, isn't it?
To start? Yeah, sure.
Seven Thieves, male.
Seven Thieves.
Oh my god, you've never seen Seven Thieves?
No.
The TMC, the AMC Attic has never seen Seven Thieves? They don't play it?
No. Or I haven't seen it.
Okay. Karen, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
He's not Seven Thieves. Magnificent Seven, Bob?
Oh.
Nope.
Godfather Part 3 for Kevin.
I know who the actor is. It's the ugly. He was also in Tower Heist.
You mean Eli Wallach?
That's
Eli
it.
Wallach, yeah.
That is Kevin do it. I'll give Kevin.
I'm bad with
how that, did you know it from... Did you know it from Godfather or did you know it from...
I knew it from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, because he's the ugly.
Seven Thieves, actually,
yeah.
But...
Okay.
When she said Good, Bad, and the Ugly, I'm going, oh, it's
Eli Wallach.
I didn't remember the name, but Eli Wallach.
Oh, I guess I have to get my list
right
now.
This is it.
This is the official.
Ultimate.
I don't know if it's the ultimate, because I hadn't seen the artist.
The guy who's seen everything.
I didn't see the artist, so.
Supposedly seen everything.
I gave the artist some love, so you don't have to feel too bad.
I felt bad. And I struggled with this list, because, I mean, my number 10 is Drive, and I struggled with putting Drive on my list.
Why?
I thought Drive was really slow in the middle. And if you've seen Drive, you know what I'm talking about. Drive is setting a tone, the whole movie. It's tone-based. It's very 70s noir, I'd say.
I heard it was a lot like that movie Le Samurai, the French version with the French movie about the hitman.
Yes.
It's very stylized?
It's very stylized. It reminds me a lot of an early Steve McQueen movie. They've taken a lot of elements of Steve McQueen here. Like, you totally could see Steve McQueen.
Absolutely.
And it sets it. But, I mean, it ramps up, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. And I just, it got kind of dull, and boom. It's like somebody hit a button, and just you get flew out a window. And when they're sitting there and the plot gets in, Ron Perlman shows up and the girl from Christina Hendricks shows up and it just starts moving. And I'm like, wow. So I had to give Drive some love. And that's why Drive's my top 10, because I had to give Drive love to say I want more of these kind of movies.
Hold on. Where was mine in my list? Mine was number 6.
And number 9 was The Muppets, and I tried hard to take The Muppets off, but I keep going back at how much I love the soundtrack. I play it in my car. Was The Muppets a good movie? No.
Yeah.
But it emotionally hit
the sweet spot. It hit my sweet spot, and I love this soundtrack. So, the Muppets beats Drive just because of the soundtrack. I don't know. Muppets, I have a lot of problems with the Muppets script, but it's a nostalgia thing for me.
It's Bob and Muppets.
Yeah, it's just that kind of stuff.
And now you can travel by map.
Yeah. And number 8 is Bridesmaids. And I knocked it down because, again, there's a big problem with Kristen Wiig trying to find herself in that movie. Like, it starts off, you're going. You're just getting to it. And then the whole part, and that shower scene with the chocolate, she throws it when she's hitting. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite scenes the whole movie, where Kristen Wiig is, like, having a rampage through
the bridal shower.
Oh, I love that.
But that movie gets saved to me, that scene, because Melissa McCarthy goes, I get her puppy.
See, I like that movie, but I didn't think it was one of my.
But I could see that for the problems in the middle. It has a lot of script issues in that middle there. It needs to be cut a little bit more.
So where is Bridesmaids on your top 10?
8.
Where was it on yours?
I had it higher than I thought. You know what?
Although mine was kind of in the middle of my list as well.
No, mine was 2.
And I 7 on my list. X-Men: First Class. I have to give full kudos. It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice, if January Jones, they had a better actor for this. She looks perfect as the White Queen. It wasn't a casting choice.
She has no personality.
She's just, her. It's like watching her on Mad Men. I'm
she's
like,
a very beautiful plank of wood.
Yeah.
They probably have Blake Lively.
And, yes, exactly the same problem I have with Blake Lively. You're
like, beautiful woman, but it's just like, where's the there?
Well, just put a block of wood in the wig and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Like,
and a push-up bra.
You think she has a push-up bra on January Jones?
Just to hoist those things skyward, yes.
Well, they can be hoisted skyward anytime she wants. Right? Feel free to come over to my house.
It's like a gravity management issue, really.
That's fair enough. I know Bob's going to be upset with my number 6 pick, which Bob's going to be pissed. His Girl with Dragon Tattoo, which we've already talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
I still can't wait to watch this movie again. Scenes in this, I want to watch again.
Would you skip over the infamous...
No, I totally would watch it again because the music. Just, I want to hear the sound. I want to look for things I missed. And I'm sure when I'm seeing the movie, the plot twist, I want to see things again. But it's just the filming of it. Like, he'll show you the scenes in Sweden, and he shows you the island, and it's different times of the island.
Hold on. Did you just say you're going to watch a movie a second time?
Scenes from it.
No. Even scenes from it. You're going to watch it a second
time? Yeah, I probably will. I want to see Krista's opinion, my wife's opinion on this movie, or Deb's opinion, or Kevin's opinion. I would like to see it with somebody and get their reaction, because I had yours, and
you complain when I watched a movie 8 times.
21 times.
I haven't seen a movie 21 times yet, anyway.
I have, Major League. I've seen Major League 21 times.
Why?
I love it.
Because it's always time for another season of Indians baseball.
Number 5 is, I think, will be a surprising choice for most people. The Help. I really, really like The Help.
A lot of people put it in their top 10.
And it shocked me how much I like it. This is not my kind of film.
Like, no, it's not a Simon movie.
Like, I don't go in going, but you know what? My biggest problem with this film, I want to state, is Emma Stone with miscast. I know they're putting her in because she's the It Girl right now, and her character is so bland. And I think Emma Stone in all her movies, I have the same issue with Emma Stone. She's
even
very...
Even Easy A. I thought she was terrific.
I hated Easy A. We all know that. I just don't think Emma Stone's a great actress. She's yet to impress me. And if she gets an Oscar nod, it's going to upset me to no end that she doesn't deserve it. Am I wrong here?
No, she did not carry the movie. But
she's supposed to.
Viola Davis is apparently...
Viola Davis wins. I gave Viola Davis the Oscar the day I saw this movie.
Because apparently she's the big favorite for Best Actress.
Well, who's better than her this year? I haven't seen Albert Nobbs yet, because I haven't seen...
Yeah, I have. It releases in North America on February 3rd.
Okay, that's why.
It
probably
played
anywhere.
In, like, New York and L.A. for a week.
That has to play in New York and L.A.
It's had some European dates. It's been out overseas.
So, I don't know. But, I mean, am I wrong here? Kev, how's the text going?
I'm listening.
Okay. Number 4, I again, is not a normal choice. Brad Pitt, Moneyball, impressed me to no end. Again, Aaron Sorkin's script, I can't go wrong with that. And it's paced well. I had a feel-good feeling coming out of this. I was shocked how much I love Moneyball. Oh, and I forgot one who mentioned that. Nobody's mentioned Warrior to me. It was an excellent
film. I have
film.
Not seen that yet.
I was so impressed.
It was a movie about UFC.
Tom Hardy.
To me it just looked like the UFC Rocky.
You know what?
But it's like...
It is a UFC. It is a UFC Rocky. But the thing is, they marketed it totally wrong. Like, I gotta tell you, the end of Warrior, I was upset. Like, it brought emotion out of me, Warrior, which I didn't think exists. I expected to be dull.
Well, then that's a crime, because a movie that's good and suffers from incorrect marketing,
it did. And it came out the week after Labor Day, which is the worst marketing they could ever had.
It is. That's a horrible time to review.
Because it was a great movie. So that was one of the... Number three is a movie I don't think anybody here has seen or guessed was on my list, because this was Bob's big thing the last 2 weeks, to guess movies on my list. Now, he's a Harry Potter alumnus. Brandon Gleeson in The Guard.
Haven't seen The Guard yet.
I love this movie.
It's on a lot of critics' choice picks.
It's my top three, The Guard. Kevin, I think you would love The Guard.
Give me the Nickel Pracy. What is it about?
It's about a guy, and he's kind of like a crooked cop, but he's not really. He's a good cop. Everybody likes him. He's in charge of the force.
And if he takes a bit of graft now and then.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I'll tell you the beginning of the film. At the beginning of the film, you see these guys, he's sitting in his car, you see these teens driving by drunk, and he goes, oh, well. 2 minutes later, you see the car flipped over, and the teens are out, and he goes, oh, we'll see if he's got any money. Takes the money out. And the movie, and he's not really, you want him to do it, though, because that's it.
He's a charming rogue.
And Don Cheadle comes in, who I love John Cheadle in anything, comes in as the FBI agent, because they're having a drug coming over. And that's basically the movie takes place. It's basically him making comments about street worth, and how do we know the drugs are really worth, and he's always bugging Don Cheadle the whole movie. So Brandon Gleeson needs an Oscar nod for this, and if you haven't seen this movie, you have to see it.
Did you give me this movie?
I have loaned it to you. It's in your pile.
Not what I own currently.
Well, it'd be in the pile I gave you today.
Okay.
The Guard.
All right.
And I don't know if it got much of a release here.
I don't remember hearing about it.
It was a very limited release, like at the Varsity.
And I strongly recommend everybody see The Guard before the Oscars, because I really think he'll get a nod for it. I don't think he'll win, no.
But sometimes the nod is
Gavin, I think you would love The Guard.
All right, I'll put it on my list of movies.
But you won't see it. It's in my pile, yes. Number two, and this was the hardest pick for me, was 2 and 1, because I was drunk with Hugo. As Sacha Baron Cohen, again, to me, just impresses me over and over again. He can go from Borat to this.
Mm-hmm. He's an actor. He is a great actor.
I'm a little wary of The Dictator.
Well, but then he does stuff like The Dictator. But he was great in Talladega Nights.
Yeah, that movie was terrible, but
he was amazing.
Shut up! That was a fabulous movie. I mean, come on. In the Perrier car, reading Camus in French while driving.
So I don't know what to say. And
I do know your number one.
Well, now you know my number one.
That's honestly, and I mean no word of a lie. Your number one is exactly what I thought it would be.
Why? Because I'm such a big Alexander Payne fan?
Well, that's part of it, because I remember you at the film festival saying that was one of the big autographs you wanted to get.
And I didn't get it, because I had to go on the boat trip that day, so there I never got to meet Alexander Payne.
But I know that after you saw this movie with your wife, you talked about it for days, and Simon very rarely will talk about the same movie more than once. So, to me, that's what sealed it for me. I knew months ago that this was going to be your number one pick.
So, tell us why you chose this film.
Descendants? It was amazing. Absolutely. Alexander Payne, again, from Sideways, Election. I can't think of anything else off my head. It's a story.
Sideways,
yes.
Yeah.
It brings you in. I wish Kevin had seen this, because it kind of upsets me Kevin hasn't seen it. Like, he's going on about Captain America and has not seen Descendants.
Well, I still like Captain America.
Yeah, I
know. Oh, you need to go see Descendants.
The Star Spangled Man.
Like, it just brings you into the film. I love how the film opens. It goes, everybody here is like, living in Hawaii. They think it's all beach and Mai Tais. And they pan the beach. And you see everyone walking and goes, but there are people that live here. And this is my reality. And boom, it shoves you right out of Hawaii. You look like you're in some office. It could be anywhere. And that's really it for Hawaii. Even though it's shot in Hawaii, and then the movie goes from there. And they go through, I mean, you find out his wife died very early, or she's on critical care, and she's been in an accident, and he goes to investigate. It's kind of like a man discovering his life all over again. That he lives in this world with this woman, but he knows nothing about her anymore. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know his kids anymore. And it's a very man discovery film. So I don't know if this would have been number one if I didn't have kids.
Ah.
For me, but I asked a friend of mine who doesn't have kids, asked him, and he's a single guy, and he screamed with everything I said. He got it. So it wasn't just me. But he said Hugo was his number one film. And that was my problem, because Hugo, to me, is a great film, and so is Descendants. So it's one and one A to me. Like, if Hugo wins Best Picture and Descendants doesn't, I won't be upset.
Right.
But if that crap Tree of Life wins, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. And it's interesting that none of us mentioned Tree of Life, because that got a lot
of
hate.
Have you seen it, though?
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen
Kevin?
It.
Kevin? Nope.
But I'd rather
wait till we get to the other list.
Terrence Malick. I haven't liked
so
anything
again,
he did since Badlands.
I hate Terrence Malick movies. And why would I go and see a Terrence Malick movie when it's advertised? Or even if it's on the list. I'm like, I can't stand long, plotting, boring movies.
Pretentious.
Pretentious is such a perfect word. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm Terrence Malick, and I'm going to explain
the
existence to you in 3 short hours.
Thin Red Line.
Oh, my God. That's the line I won't cross. So that's all I know.
I got so bored
watching Thin Red Line, I was like, count the celebrities. Oh, look. Oh, it's him.
Okay.
Oh, that guy.
Question for you. So you picked Descendants as number one for Moneyball.
I did.
And Hugo. And Hugo.
I'm getting weird. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry, we had a little technical issue there.
So Descendants was better than 4 other movies, then, that you picked.
Yes, which I
think Descendants was better than all movies.
All movies, except for Hugo. Hugo, I'm so I could be either way for me. And I've thought about this. I rewrote my list 5 times.
But you know what? That's an honorable thing where it's like, it's
and
number one by a
Captain
hair.
America didn't even cross my mind. Neither did New Year's Eve, Bob.
I will say, no, but Captain America really stayed with me.
I see, it did for me. What a pile of crap bobblehead cap one. Blah, 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 running down that little head was driving me insane.
Have you found Where Do We Go Now? Have you found that movie yet?
Where Do We Go Now?
Yeah, it was a People's Choice Award at the Film Fest.
I've never heard of it.
It's a foreign film that has actually not had a Canadian release date.
Right.
Oh, so no, I couldn't have seen that.
Well, I've seen it.
But it's so special. Listen, I did see your crap Friends with Kids you want to get into a movie maybe sit through. That's probably 28 in your list or something.
24.
Here's a question. Was 2011 a good year for movies, or an average year for movies, or a bad year for movies?
I say a good movie here. I quite enjoyed the films I saw this year. I thought they were different genres, except for Romeo and Juliet, which we'll get to another day.
Oh.
You know what? I think it was a good year for movies, too, because there were a lot of movies which, while not like top 10 list, I had a lot of fun at the movies this year. There were lots of slam-bang, fun adventure films.
What I think is, for the movies I liked, I really liked. The ones I didn't like, I really didn't like. For me, there was really no middle ground. I really loved it or hated it. Is that good for the movies? I don't know. That's probably debatable.
But they say the box office is down, but I think...
Box office is down because people are not going to the movies. It's not that they're not seeing movies. They're not going to the movies.
The rise of Netflix.
There's a big difference.
But I think the price of movies now, like I said, $28 for me and my kid to go to see a 3D movie, that's a lot of money.
Tuesday.
Well, I don't know. I'm usually not available Tuesdays to take my kid. I guess I am, but what I do
well,
with the other
one. But movie theaters know this, that you have, that parents will turn out on Saturdays and Sundays. That's the big money maker. Those are the big money maker days.
It is. Tuesdays is for seniors.
So that's why you're there?
I'm not there. I work on Tuesdays.
Oh. You go Sunday mornings, don't you?
Sometimes I go Saturday, Sunday mornings, yeah.
Yeah.
With the old people, but it's okay. You know, usually they're pretty quiet. You just keep hearing them say, what? What'd he say?
Huh?
Yeah. But it's all right.
Sorry, we go to Bob. What do you mean you don't have any popcorn?
It's okay. I kick their chair. It's all good.
Well, one movie, like The Artist, when we went to see that over the Christmas holidays, But we were like the youngest people in a theater.
Yeah, everybody was like 90. They remembered silent films.
Did you go to varsity?
Yeah, we went to the varsity.
Well, hey, can we go on Boxing Day or shortly thereafter?
It was Christmas week.
Yeah.
Oh, see, so you must have been there at the same time somebody else was there then. I've heard that, because I heard this movie was good from somebody else.
So, you want to know the final trivia before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, I guess so. Now we'll do the final one. And it's pretty funny. And we'll start with, should we start with Deb? Deb will get this in the first one, I'll guarantee it.
That's, okay, well maybe we'll do two then, if I do get this in the first one.
Journey into Fear, or Mail.
Journey into Fear. Oh, I don't know this.
Okay. Jane Eyre.
Oh.
Well, which version of Jane Eyre?
Old version.
The old version, Orson Welles.
There you go. So that would be too easy. Kevin would have got that on the first one. Okay.
Into Fear, though.
That's the one where he's the clock-obsessed ex-Nazi.
Oh, right. No, that's The Stranger.
That's
Sorry.
The Stranger.
Duh.
Oh, that was on the list. I don't take it off the list.
I don't know what Journey into Fear
is. Oh, I screwed up.
Not an Orson Welles movie.
Fine, this one doesn't count, but...
It does count! She got it right. It counts.
I still ripped up the card. Okay.
I still get my four damn points.
Who
yes,
you start,
do.
Who did I start with last time? I start with Dab, so it's Karen. Female, Remember the Titans. I know you do. Blue Crush.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I've got it now.
I know you do, because a movie I have seen. I've seen all these movies. Win a Date with Chad Hamilton for Kevin.
Lois Lane.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do one more just because we have time. Alright. Oh, this one's easy too. Actually, I gotta go more to character actors. I started with Bob, didn't I?
No, you started with me.
Okay. A Soldier Story.
Pass.
Mo Better Blues, male.
I know what this is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because
it's. Lee.
Much to Do About Nothing.
Oh, it's General Washington.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. And that's it. That was
all right. Well, that was the best of. We'll see how our picks fare compared to the Oscars. I know many of mine won't be because they're more popcorn. Because
they're all crap.
They're great.
Harry Potter.
So when are Oscar noms coming out again?
January 24th.
January 24th.
It's going to be a big day.
All right.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yeah, you're going to have a present.
All right, so hopefully you'll come back and listen to our Worst Of episode, which is coming up.
Which is my favorite of the year.
Oh, my God, this will be fun.
Okay, I'm Simon.
I'm Karen.
Muppet Man.
Kevin.
And Deb.
And if they make it, Bob will not watch it.
To contact us, please email us at extrafeatures@gmail.com and join us at our Facebook page.